Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling here in St. Louis, Missouri, beautiful downtown St. Louis, Missouri. And I'm not sure, you know, depending on who you talk to, and depending on which Missourian you talk to, it's Missouri or it's Missouri.
It's Missouri and, here and Missouri outstate.
And that's the voice of Richard C.D. Fleming, Dick Fleming, the President and Chief Executive Officer of the St. Louis Regional Chamber and Growth Association. Dick, welcome to the show, but thank you for the hospitality.
Well, thank you. Welcome back to St. Louis.
Well, I appreciate it. It's always fun to come back to St. Louis. You and I have a number of mutual friends, and of course, my family goes back to St. Louis. The ties we have here, my cousin Don Blasingame played here for a number of years.
That's
back
right.
In the 50s for St.
Yeah,
Louis.
Absolutely.
He's my second cousin, and so we remember all that.
Good ball player.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Dick, by the way, first, before we do anything, thank you for hosting the ACCE, the American Chamber of Commerce Executives. You guys are doing a great job, and what about these folks?
Well, we're thrilled to be hosting. This is the largest gathering of Chambers of Commerce professionals.
In the history of the universe.
Yeah, well, that's what we're told. We have right at 1,000 attendees at this conference, 49 states. Vermont, if you're out there, wake up.
What's the problem, Vermont?
Yes, Vermont, you have a problem.
Yeah.
But actually, we're thrilled with the turnout from 49 of the 50 states. And this is the professional network of the chamber staff members.
Right.
And many of their board members are here as well. But it's a great organization. It's an organization that is to the chamber world, what the International City Manager Association is to professional city management.
Right, right, absolutely. And these guys are so great. Tell us, though, let's talk about the St. Louis Chamber.
Well, we are, like many metro chambers, we're 16-county Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce, focusing on public policy and small business development and those issues. But we're also the economic development organization. We do
combined.
Deals. We
it's
do
combined.
Deals, yes.
Yeah. Some communities have it combined. Some don't.
Correct.
Which is the best way?
Well, I guess my bias, having done this in Atlanta and Denver, and now here where it was combined, I think all things
everywhere.
Equal,
everywhere that you've been, it's been combined.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you seen it where it wasn't combined?
Yeah, Kansas City, I think, has a very effective
model. How do they
model.
Do? They do that.
They do well.
Typically, though, what's your opinion of? You think it's better to be combined?
I think it's better to have it all together.
Yeah.
I think for the business leadership, it's better for it to be all together.
Yeah, I think you're right. So what are you guys doing? What's exciting here in St. Louis? What do we need to know? Talk to there are chamber leaders out there, and I'm talking volunteers now because all the executives are here.
Sure.
Right? But there are chamber leaders out there, and as you know, I don't have to tell you that the chamber is its members. It's not the
Absolutely.
President.
Absolutely.
It's not the presidents. And so we got those people out there who are board members, they're chairman of the chambers. What are some best practices that you want to talk to them about?
Well, I guess doing it in a very short order, be together, be unified, whether it's public policy or helping small businesses and entrepreneurs or doing economic development and marketing. If you're a region, work like a region, function like a region.
Which is what you are.
We are.
And which what does that mean?
That means to the customer that they are dealing with the place, that they're not coming in. In the case of St. Louis, we have 16 counties in two states. The Mississippi
right.
River divides Illinois
right.
and Missouri.
A river runs through it, doesn't it?
It does, but Illinois is an important part of our region as well as the Missouri portion.
And that's part of your group?
It is.
Uh-huh.
It is. And so we deal with two governors and two legislatures.
Wow.
And having the business community united is a difference maker.
Right.
And
are you getting that done?
We are. We're having some real success both in the public policy
What's
and
the key?
In the I think the key is having business leaders, CEOs, whether they're CEOs of small businesses or we have 21 Fortune 1000 headquarters here or they're large business CEOs. Of being willing to put their energy, clout, and resources together and really have an ethic that the region is important and it's important to their individual company.
But it doesn't everybody want their own little community, their own little county, and their own little
that
state?
That is the case here and elsewhere. I mean, we are...
That's human nature, isn't it?
It is. We have
that's the problem with humanity is the humans.
Well, here's the interesting point, Jim. We have 790, I hate to admit this on the air, we have 790 units of local government and special district in the public sector.
Wow.
If the private sector wasn't united, we wouldn't have a region coming together.
Yeah, that sounds like a... If it weren't for that, you'd have a real goat roping, wouldn't you?
We would have a goat roping or a cat or cat herding.
Yeah, exactly.
In that order.
So what are some... Give us some examples. Give us some specific best practices that you guys are doing.
Well, I'd say one very recent one that is relevant to entrepreneurs, and this is a community that was founded by entrepreneurs, the Anheuser-Busch's and the Monsanto's and so on 100 years ago, but we've seen a resurgence of entrepreneurial energy in this community.
This is the century of the entrepreneur.
It is.
In the world. And you guys are tapping into that, aren't you?
We're tapping into it, whether it be creating and stimulating locally managed venture capital, which is critically important for the growth of businesses of all kinds, but particularly tech businesses. But more recently, one of the shortcomings that we identified in terms of supporting the entrepreneurial environment here was angel investing, very early stage investing.
So you guys are doing something exciting with that right now, aren't you?
We are, and frankly, with the help of a group that you wouldn't expect to be our helpers, a group of our counterparts in San Diego and Los Angeles called the Tech Coast Angels.
Your mentors now.
They were our mentors, and we have created our own angel investor group.
Tell us the name.
The Archangels.
Not the Archangels, folks. The Archangels.
The Archangels. Not to be confused with St. Michael.
And when you hear the laughter in the background, folks, we actually have an audience here.
But seriously.
And they promised to laugh at all our jokes, haven't they, Dick?
They have. But seriously, we have been absolutely thrilled with the
Archangels.
With the
you've developed a local
angel investor.
So you've created a bureau, kind of a nexus. The chamber has become kind of a nexus to bring these people together.
Yep, and we helped organize them along with the NIDIS Center, which is one of our advanced technology incubators. We got them set up, and they're off on their own.
Right.
We wanted it to be a self-operating entity.
If somebody wanted you to be their mentor to develop their own kind of Archangels, would you help them with that?
We'd be delighted.
Give us the website.
Our website is www.stlrcga.org.
STL for St. Louis.
RCGA.org. Or if they're directly interested in the St. Louis Archangels,
right.
We have created a website.
Which is?
www.stlouisarchangels.com.
.com. All right.
So.
Hey, Dick, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for the hospitality.
Pleasure.
Thank you for being here today. Good job today.
Thank you. Keep up your good work.
Thanks. Congratulations on all the great success here in St. Louis.
Thanks.
Quick break. Right back with another new friend, Darcy Rezac. You're gonna like meeting this guy. He's the author of The Frog and the Prince. Anybody who writes a book titled The Frog and the Prince has got to be a lot of fun. 20 after, stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.